Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, Anna.
Hello. Ruth here. And now the beef price has gone rocketing up for reasons no one's explained. We are minted here at Brookfield, rolling in the stuff. If you are too, you might consider chucking a bit towards Dumpty Dum. You can do it through patreon.com. Then you get all the extra stuff, apparently. Interviews and, you know, whatever it is they do. I don't know. I haven't got time to listen. Too busy trying to wrestle Jill into a home. Bye.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Brizzled meeting of Dumpty Dum. It's lovely you've all come tonight, especially those that come from a long way away. Those of you that were late are forgiven. We are in Renato's in Bristol in King Street, and we are going to sing this week's Dumpty Dum when you are ready after three. One, two, three.
Dumpty 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 Dum, Dumpty Dumpty Dum, Dumpty 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 Dum, Dumpty Diddly Dum, Dumpty Diddly Dumpty Diddly Dumpty Diddly Dum, Dumpty 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 Dum, Dumpty Diddly Dum.
Hello and welcome to Dumpty Dum 199.5. It's the election special where we have on-the-spot reporting from Ambridge, from Yokel Bear, Millie Bell and from Witherspoon. After the election special, you can hear an extract of my interview with Hedley Nicolau, aka Kathy Perks. Now, if you'd like to hear the full version of this interview, why don't you go over to patreon.com and sign up to become one of our Patreon supporters of Dumpty Dum, where you get once a month a special in-depth interview with one of the actors.
Make sure you use your vote. Polls are open till 10 p.m.
Heading to the polls today. What does it say for the most important election in the generation? Feel like that?
I think so, yeah.
Encouraging young people to go out to vote has always been a tricky business during elections.
A lot of the mums at school are on your side.
But what if they don't vote, Nick? It's not always easy to find the time.
This is Witherspoon at the World News Desk of the ABC, Ambridge Broadcasting Company, with a special election 2017 report. After a record turnout and a recount, due to the razor-thin margin between the two candidates for parish council, we can announce that in a major upset, 33-year-old mother of two, Emma Grundy, has defeated 73-year-old bed and breakfast owner Robert Snell. The margin of victory was 3 votes, the closest parish council election since 1928. Now we turn to our correspondents in the field. First to Millie Bell at Grundy headquarters, where they are unexpectedly celebrating, and then to Yokel Bear with Robert Snell, who is expected to concede defeat.
Em, you did it!
Are you sure?
You won by 3 votes!
Yes!
This heated election caused a rise in turnout, and a healthy portion of those voters were unusually fired up.
I'm so happy!
Thank you, Witherspoon. Emma Grundy has been a surprise victor of this hard-fought election. Mrs. Grundy can be credited with bringing more young voters to the parish election ballot box than ever before. And this may in part be due to her social media campaigning, which was largely a Twitter fest. There was an early hiccup when she tweeted, "Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest and you all know it. Please don't feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault." Whilst local residents, including Linda Snell, who replied, I will have you know that my husband's IQ is second to none, were affronted, Emma was able to squash a furore when she explained that she was merely retweeting from President Trump and was wondering if anyone could tell her how to spell IQ. Emma Grundy, now Parish Councillor Grundy, also used the media platform to confirm her commitment to low-income housing and road safety. Many residents may not want low lives with fast cars living on their doorstep, but I think bigly that there is room for all rural folk in this village. This tweet created a flurry of replies, including one from Brian Aldridge, who said that he was happy to challenge any fast cars, as his is able to accelerate 0 to 60 miles per hour in 5.8 seconds, despite its relatively low power output of 118 bhp. Emma credits some of her success to Professor Jim Lloyd, although he was unable to support her social media posts as he refuses to engage with technology on a matter of principle. When asked to comment on this, he replied,
"In the words of Plutarch, quoting Julius Caesar, weeny, weedy, weaky."
Further to this, Linda Snell firmly suggested that Jim keeping his comments to 140 characters or less was as likely as the 2017 Ambridge pantomime. Stuart Arundel has managed to secure a copy of the result declaration for your correspondent. This confirms that Robert Snell of the Strong and Stable Party secured 420 votes and Emma Grundy of the Making Tea Party secured 423 votes. Stuart will be known to many of our upstairs at the Bull Dumpty Dum listeners as an international social media manager, and he found this gem on Emma's Instagram account. "Robert Snell worked hard but did not embrace me." This initially caused confusion in the tally room, but her post was later amended to, "Robert Snell worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for. So sad." Congratulations from world leaders as they wake up to the unexpected news has started to pour in. Robert Mugabe on Twitter posted, "There is a lot going on in the world and I'm happy to know that Ambridge will be in good hands." There was also a message from Catalan leaders hoping for Ambridge independence and offering solidarity. And Theresa May said that while she was happy for Councillor Grundy, everything could change with Brexit unless Ambridge was happy for Belgian bureaucrats to decide on the size of their sausages. So, this is Millie Bell signing off and congratulating all candidates on their hard-fought campaigns and inviting everyone to celebrate with a virtual Tumble Tussock Cider.
Hello, this is Yoko Bear, reporting from the Ambridge Parish Council election results. We have seen this evening a Grundy surge, and by that I don't mean Joe getting a bit feisty after a few tumble tussocks. I'm here with the Robert Snell campaign, where things are quite subdued at the moment. We received reports earlier that Robert's campaign manager and his wife, Linda Snell, demanded recount after recount until, and I quote, "the counters get the right result." I spoke to Linda, the campaign manager, and asked what had gone wrong.
"And it's all down to Jim Lloyd's underhand tactics.
In my view, Jim's done us all a favour."
Initially reticent to comment, she later told me that she believes that there has been interference from the parish clerk, Jim Lloyd, and we could be seeing corruption on a widespread level. "We need to drain the swamp." I asked her, by swamp, does she mean that marshy bit of land that they're going to build the affordable housing on? Her reply was a long stare and a definite sniff. When I asked what next as campaign manager, she said to me, "Well, I certainly won't have time to finish Middlemarch now," as she waved a copy of The Art of War in my face and then sniffed. I have also spoken to the candidate, Robert, who seemed remarkably upbeat. "Oh," he said, "I think it's a great result. I've been rooting for Emma all the time, and in fact, I voted for you." When I asked, "Why on earth did you stand?" his reply was, "Well, you know how Lindy is. It was just not worth saying no. It's like the Resurgam Stone all over again." When I asked Robert Snell what next, he said, "Well, I'll have more time for bird watching. You see, I'm quite a keen twitcher." However, this reporter can report that the only thing twitching here tonight is Linda's left eye. This is Yoko Bear signing off from Ambridge, where I'm standing nowhere near the edge of the road because it's got a bit dangerous lately.
New young blood on the parish council is exactly what we need, and the turnout nearly doubled. Emma Grundy single-handedly engaged younger people. You must have seen them going into the hall to vote. This can only benefit the community long-term. We don't need any more dusty old chaps like me saying the same dusty old things. Now, Emma Grundy will be a credit to the parish council. And that, my dear Lindy, is why I voted for her myself.
It's not clear why there was a surge. It could have been anger over Brexit or a feeling of not being listened to. But the rise of the youth vote has been significant in shaping the outcome of this election. Nick Martin, Sky News.
I've said it on many occasions before, but part of my origin story of how I fell in love with the Archers was through a very particular storyline. It was a storyline where Kathy had an affair with a rather dastardly police officer. Now, as a young teenager in Birmingham, the most rebellious thing I could ever do was to forgo independent radio and listen to Radio 4. It was a weird world of people's plummy accents talking about interesting things. And what I always used to do was at 7 o'clock at the end of the news, switch off before this dreadful twee soap came on. But one day I heard this character called Kathy sneaking around and smooching with a police officer, and I thought, bloody hell, they don't do this on the Archers, do they? Can you remember that time, Hedley? Can you remember?
I'm just loving the idea of your rebellion turning you to Radio 4. I think I've never heard that one before. Brilliant. Do I remember? Yes, I certainly do. She had a ball, but the teachers at the time were writing in saying, how do you find the time to do this? We're dealing with all our assessments and sorting out, and you're beetling off in your little red car, which certainly drew attention to herself, and finding herself at the police house, ready to romp. No, she didn't go down well with the establishment there. I'm glad she went down with you.
What do you think Kathy actually saw in him? Because nobody liked him. He was a proper rotter, shall we say.
Yes, he was. If I was 19, with long blonde hair and soft brown eyes. And she went around and saying, I do it myself. But we never knew quite what she was doing, but she was obviously doing it herself. So she was fun. I liked it.
Did she get troubled by Brian at all? Because wasn't he kind of a bit amorous and flirty back then? Well, he only stopped about 10 years ago, didn't he? He's only slowed down then.
I'm not sure.
Dave Barry. Yeah. How does it feel? You know, you've invested 44 years of your life into this character, made her your own to the extent that they can't replace Kathy now. There couldn't be another voice of Kathy. I don't think so. She's there, but she's not.
The ghost of Kathy Poppins.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.